The water hot. It sluiced over tanned skin, lean muscles, through thick black hair in need of a trim. He thought idly about ordering some coffee, some food, then decided he'd catch a few hours sleep first. Another advantage of his profession, engage his mind. He came and went as he pleased, ate when he was hungry, slept when he was tired. He set his own rules, broke them whenever it suited him. Nobody had any hold over him. Not true, Gage admitted as he studied the white scar across his wrist. Not altogether true. A man's friends, his true friends, always had a hold over him. There were no truer friends than Caleb Hawkins and Fox O'Dell. Blood brothers. They'd been born the same day, the same year, even, as far as anyone could tell, at the same moment. He couldn't remember a time when the three of them hadn't been a unit, he supposed. The middle-class boy, the hippie kid, and the son of an abusive drunk. Probably shouldn't have had a thing in common, Gage mused as a smile curved his mouth, warmed the green of his eyes. But they'd been family. They'd been brothers long before Cal had cut their wrists with his Boy Scout knife to ritualize the pact. And that had changed everything. Or had it? Gage wondered. Had it just opened what was always there, waiting?